here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 18th of September, 2013. The birthday of Samuel Johnson, Lichfield, England, 1709. When he was 26, he married a widow who was 20 years his senior. An intelligent woman, he decided, and around the same time, he also started writing. He wrote essays, he wrote a play. His most productive period was his 40s. He wrote 200 essays for the newspaper The Rambler, and he wrote his Dictionary of the English Language. And in his 50s, he met young James Boswell, who was 22, who followed him around, took notes, and later wrote the biography, The Life of Samuel Johnson, which made Samuel Johnson one of the most quoted authors in the English language. Johnson said, "Patriotism is the last refuge of a scoundrel." He said, "When a man is tired of London, he is tired of life." And he said, "A decent provision for the poor is the true test of civilization." It's the birthday of the French physicist Jean-Bernard Léon Foucault, born in Paris, 1819, took the first clear photograph of the sun, helped develop a technique for measuring the velocity of light with accuracy, and is best known for his pendulum, Foucault's pendulum, that demonstrated the Earth's rotation. It was on this day, 1851, the first edition of the New York Times was published in a little office just off Wall Street, founded by Henry Raymond and George Jones, who wanted to put out a serious paper, not a tabloid. And it was on this day, 1837, that Charles Louis Tiffany opened a stationery and fancy goods emporium on Broadway, New York City, which became Tiffany and Company. Here's a poem for today by Bert Kimmelman, "Old Age Home." The ride from Manhattan, slipping her into the passenger seat, swinging in her legs, shutting the door to the suburbs of New Jersey, its trees and freshly painted houses, was as neat as her empty apartment. We placed some photos on her table, hung up a few paintings on the walls, arranged some of her sculptures here and there, plugged in lamps and the television set. We made our way along the hallway to a room full of sun where people were gathered to talk a little, though she had nothing to say. There was a stereo playing music, and once in a while someone sang the lyrics, which had returned from some dim region. A man seated in an easy chair had wanted years ago a girl just like the girl who married dear old Dad. We went to dinner. Someone poured her a glass of juice. She ate, spilling food with a sudden hunger. Afterward, we sat on some couches. Someone asked her to dance. The music played. She danced with slight, tentative steps, a tulip too heavy for its stem. When we had to go, we kissed goodnight and left her to lie down in her soft bed, her head on her pillow, to slip into sleep. A poem, "Old Age Home," by Bert Kimmelman, from his collection Gradually the World, New and Selected Poems, published by Blaise Vox Books, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. And by LendingTree, where you can fill out one form and receive up to 5 loan offers at trylendingtree.com, NMLS1136. Engineered by Noah Smith and produced by Joy Biles, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.